right, so there's this illness that's gripping D.C. I'll call it the impeachment virus, right? And my next guest, Steve Doolin, always here on Fridays. No fooling, it's Doolin. Look at it. He's right there. Doolin, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Gruber?
I'm doing great. So the impeachment virus has gripped Washington, but we were talking in the break here, and I have to share this story with you, and then I want to hear what's going on with this virus you discovered. But I was attacked by a meat-eating caterpillar a couple of days ago, all right? I was attacked, almost slayed by a meat-eating caterpillar. I can't make this up. So I'm out at my property, and I jump in my side-by-side quad deal, whatever, and I feel this prickling on my back or whatever. I'm like, get up, and there's this black and yellow caterpillar, a fuzzy feller, about yay long, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. It felt like I was in, like, dry straw and, you know, all sticky. And I go home, and I got this massive rash all around my back, big rash. It's still there. It's been 2 days. This meat-eating caterpillar assaulted me. I'm just trying to recover and survive. You understand, Doolin. I'm just trying to make it through. And then you said that your child is sick because there's this virus going around in the Great Lakes states that looks like allergies, but it's not. I've never heard of such a thing. Do share.
I just found the article online in the wee hours this morning because we were trying to figure out what was going on. Actually, with my wife, Lorette, she's never had allergies before, but she's got all these symptoms. And according to the article, there are a lot of people presenting thinking that they have seasonal allergies. And it turns out, I think the article was out of Cleveland, but it said Great Lakes area or Michigan and Ohio. And it said it's a virus, actually. And so it doesn't respond to the normal allergy treatments. And it's confusing a lot of healthcare professionals and a lot of patients. But it looks like it runs about a week or so. So I gave her that little glimmer of hope as I left this morning.
Well, very nice. And, you know, I've got people on the live stream asking me to take my shirt off. That's not going to happen. Just going to let you know right now, I'm going to keep the shirt on. I thought about doing the show bare-chested a couple of times, Doolin. I mean, you can appreciate a guy wanting to do a free-for-all Friday show bare-chested. Just go out and do it. Anyhow, we're going to hold off on that for today. Let's talk about the virus that is eating up Washington, D.C. The impeachment virus creates sweaty palms and hyperventilating. It causes people of certain parties to, you know, blurt out things that make no sense and have no basis in reality, but it continues to go on. What do you make of it?
I think it's part of a larger war on reality. You know, and I've been dealing with this for years in terms of the gun control debate. And that's how you and I first met years ago, was a talk about gun control. And gun control is kind of a litmus test for how people respond to facts and logic. You know, and I often mention when I'm doing public speaking and the subject of our current governor comes up here in Michigan. She is impervious to facts and logic when it comes to gun control. I've been saying that for years. But what I'm seeing, especially the last couple of days coming out of D.C., is people who are impervious to facts and logic in general. They live in such a bubble of unreality that's perpetuated by our culture, our technology, the sort of ease of modern life, that they get lost in the land of ideas. And they think they can sort of change reality by their thoughts. And that's, you know, Adam Schiff's little rant that he called a parody, which actually bears no connection to the actual transcript.
None whatsoever.
At the hearing the other day. None. No connection at all. But this is the way these people live 24/7. This is their daily existence. I don't want to say their daily truth or reality, because there is no truth or reality. It's just not there.
So let's go over this just for a second here. Hold on, because I've been exploring the possible outcomes of this scenario, right? So I want to share this with you, and you tell me where I'm going wrong. Number one, let's say for the sake of argument, the Democrats are successful, and they impeach Donald Trump, and they convict and get him removed. Never happened in American history, but maybe this is the time, and they get him removed. What do they end up with? President Mike Pence. Something they like even less. They like that even less because Mike Pence is a committed Christian who believes in the principles of conservatism, really. And so you've got, and if they lose and don't get Trump removed, but go through this whole process and exhaust America in the process, Donald Trump gets reelected. So if you succeed, you get Mike Pence as president. And if you lose, you get Donald Trump as president. Maybe that's what Nancy Pelosi has been considering.
Well, I think that's why, I mean, Pelosi's not as dumb as some of her cohort, and I think that's why she was very resistant to the idea of impeachment. But at some point, politicians being politicians, they have to bow to the groupthink. And I think that's where she found herself, is couldn't push back against the tide any longer, is what it looked like.
Oh, and let's be clear about this. However much we may dislike Nancy Pelosi or some of the things she does, she is a very talented politician. She knows how to count votes and count noses and get things. She can herd cats some days. But if they go forward, this big meeting happened last night. They want to keep it focused on Ukraine only. Good luck with that. You've got Rashida Tlaib out there selling now, if you haven't heard this story, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan selling T-shirts that say impeach the mother effer. This is how she's raising money for her campaign in 2020. Impeach the mother effer is, I mean, pure class, right? Pure class. And they worry about what Donald Trump says in front of the children. So you've got that going on, and you've got AOC and all these others. There's no way you're going to keep these people on point. None whatsoever.
No. These are cats that are highly resistant to herding. And they are they're caught up in their own rhetoric. Each one of them is a superstar in his or her own mind. These are folks who lack the talent to become rock stars, but have the desire to be rock stars.
Yes.
This shows that good government is kind of boring. And as soon as you get these wannabe rock stars involved, trouble follows.
It sure does. All right. So herd-resistant cats, HRC, we call them here at the office, HRC, herd-resistant cats. Doolin, good conversation. Thank you for being here. Thank you for alerting us to this virus deal that's going around. I greatly appreciate that. And look out for those meat-eating carnivorous caterpillars. I'm telling you, they could really mess up your day. Doolin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. Herd-resistant cats. that's funny stuff. 52 after. We'll be back.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.